Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Kimberly Carter Page is a qualified advanced hypnotherapist, rapid transformational practitioner, author, and public speaker. Through studying quantum physics, neuroplasticity, and how the subconscious mind often creates blockages from allowing you to live the life of your dreams, Kimberly has helped to unlock the secret to the secret through hypnosis. It has been an incredible journey, and her mission is to help others achieve the life they want to live, just as she has. Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Nice to speak to you.
I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, great.
All righty, here we go. So do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Well, I'm full-time working on my hypnotherapy now. I was in corporate and education for 23 years. And I've always been really interested in neuroplasticity, hypnosis, self-hypnosis. So I've been studying it for about, well, up to 20 years I've been studying it. And then 10 years or so I've actually been looking into training in hypnotherapy. And I've recently completed training with Marissa Peer on RTT, the world's one of the UK's leading hypnotherapists. And with New Zealand, that's where I'm actually residing at the moment, there's a very high level of teenage suicides. So I've finally made the leap and left the full-time corporate role, and I'm now running my hypnotherapy business from a clinic in town and also from home. So I'm getting great results with, I specialize in people suffering from depression and anxiety. And it's just the whole giving back that I'm really enjoying, which in a lot of professions, you can't really get that feeling. And so it's a win-win situation, really, and I'm loving it. So that's where I am at the moment.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. So where have you actually been? What's your story to get to this point?
Well, I've moved over from the UK. I lived in the UK up until when I got married to my husband. I, at the age of 12, I was very lucky. My father was in the film industry, so he moved all over the world filming. And wherever he was filming at the time, we used to meet up and have a couple of months holiday. And so from the age of 12, I decided that the UK wasn't for me. I was a real outdoorsy person and I wanted to be able to spend more time outside. It always rains in the UK. So when I met my husband, I said to him then that I wanted to eventually emigrate. We looked at Canada and then eventually came over to New Zealand. So we packed up everything. We had three young children and it was really heartbreaking to leave my parents, but they're now living in New Zealand as well, so that was sorted. But it was a real big pull to come over to here to live the dream, and I just went for it. And it's what the first time that I learned that jumping out of your comfort zone is really scary, and you do take risks, but also having that faith in the universe that this is something I've always wanted, that I've wanted for a long time, and just saying, hey, well, you know, what have you got to lose, really? It's not life or death, you know, and just other people were saying you're crazy, you know, just giving up everything and just moving over. But it was a decision that I did take lightly. People say don't take decisions lightly. I did. I just thought, hey, that's it. I'm going and just wait for it. And it all worked out, you know. So I think if you decide that that's what you want to do and nothing's going to change your mind, then go for it. And then, again, I was in corporate when I was in the UK working in politics, and it was quite difficult in the way that there was lots of things that didn't sit with my personal beliefs. And even though the money was good and the lifestyle was good when you're earning that kind of money, it didn't feel right. And so I left that and worked for private training providers, which was better because I then worked part-time and the rest of the time was to do what I wanted to do. And I got out of that existing instead of living part. You know, I found that a lot of jobs, you're working so many hours, you're exhausted when you come home, and you're just actually just existing day to day, and you're not actually learning to live your life. And so I guess that's where I was again last year when I decided to jump out of corporate again. I'd managed to get myself back on that treadmill. And I just think life's too short, you know, and I've always said to my kids, the most important thing you need to do when looking at a career is do something you love. Don't focus solely on the money. It's got to be what you love. So it's a long lesson. It's taken me a long time to learn it, but yeah, it's a great lesson, and I'd love to pass that on to others, just like the book, A Thousand Ripples, that I've contributed with a story. It's all about telling those young people that, you know, actually enjoy life, really spend the time to live and not just exist.
That's so important, isn't it? Because we're, as young ones, you see so many of them so serious. They've got to get their degree, then they've got to get the house and all the good job and all that sort of stuff. And they don't see the fun in life. So I love your thinking and all that. So when you had those different tipping points for change, were they like lightning bolts where like you had to move or you had to get out of that job, or was it just like a slow rumble and you made the decision to go for it?
They started off as a slow rumble, but then just got bigger and bigger, and to the point of nothing else would do.
Yeah.
Nothing else would create the same feeling. So I remember when we first arrived at Auckland Airport, it had been quite a mission to get all the residency, all the, you know, the government paperwork done, to sell the houses, to sell the cars, to change the jobs, to get the new jobs over here. And I took it all in my stride, and it, I guess because I was just so determined. And then when we arrived at Auckland Airport, there was me and my husband and my three children with one duffel bag full of everything we owned for the next 6 weeks, because the rest was on a container. And you know, when the doors open, when you arrive at an airport, and normally your family greets you or something, the doors opened and I stood there and I said to my husband, oh, what have we done? I don't know anybody here. What the hell are we doing? So it was that panic moment, but it didn't last long. And after 3 days, we'd settled in and it was all great. But yeah, I tend to be one of those people. I should be a parachuter, really. I just jump. I just think, I don't like this, I'm going to jump, and then worry about the consequences afterwards. So.
Yeah, good way to go though, because all the fun is outside that comfort zone, isn't it? Like when you just go for it.
Yeah.
So once you did get over here and you've started doing your own business and that, have you had challenges along the way that have made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Yeah, I guess when you're used to earning a really good wage and knowing that that's coming in every week, then that is a comfort as well. I've never thought about throwing in the towel. I may have thought, yeah, maybe I've thought a couple of times, should I be doing something else? But it just takes one client to see the difference. You know, I've had young boys at 18, young boys at age 7 even, that absolutely hate themselves. And to hear a 7-year-old boy under hypnosis say, excuse my French, I'm a worthless piece of shit, is heartbreaking. And then to see them leave your clinic with a big smile on their face, actually feeling a lot better and feeling that they've got something to give, it's there's no way I could go back and do anything else. I mean, if I save one person's life a year, it's got to be worth it. So there's no way I would change what I'm doing now.
Yeah, that's a really good point, isn't it? Like when we sort of can help the client, even if it's just one client, it just wants to go, okay, let's go to the next client. Or who else can I help now? So it's just a beautiful thing. Yeah. So talking about putting one foot in front of the other, you've talked about, yes, helping each client, but do you have actually a big vision for it all?
Yes, I guess I'd like to do more group work. I'd love to work in schools a bit more. I mean, having an educational background and having a postgrad in education, I would like to get into schools and talk to parents and teachers on how they influence our young people and how some small remark can actually be quite damaging. And so I would like to get in and treat larger groups, but the people that are actually influencing these teenagers are the ones that I'd like to get in front of. I have contacted schools. There doesn't seem to be an awful lot of interest, but I think the more the damage occurs with these youngsters, I think the more interest there will be. So yeah, I'd like to definitely make it much, much bigger in helping our young people.
What about an ignition point? Have you had a point where things have really started taking off for you?
Not yet. I've only just sort of, I guess I left my corporate role in August and didn't really start building up the business till January. I guess the only ignition points I've had is the amazing results. And the difference with my career, I suppose, my role is that I usually treat people in within 1 to 2 treatments. So I'm not financially getting people coming back 6 and 7 times. So it's, you know, it's good for them, but it does mean that all my businesses referrals, but that's great because that's all starting to build now. So
yeah, nice. So what do you think new possibilities are for you now you've got your own business?
Well, I just love living the dream. I've got a beautiful house. I get to be in control of my own time, and that's always been something that's important to me. I don't like to be told that you have to be here at 8:30 and you're not allowed to leave till 6. I can choose when I put my appointments in. I can choose to go and take the dogs for a walk on a beach whenever I want to. And so that's, to me, is actually living. And so I'm not planning on changing that anytime soon.
Yeah, nice. What about exciting things? Have you got something exciting to look forward to in the future?
Excitement is, yeah, my life is pretty exciting. We've got, my husband and I've got jet skis. And so we have great time blasting around on those. We go abroad on holidays. The children, my daughter's getting married in 2020. So that's going to be exciting. So yeah, no, life is just exciting. There's always plenty of fun things to do. I'm never short of things to enjoy. So it's great to be able to wake up in the morning and look forward to the day instead of dreading going to work.
Exactly. Yeah, it's great when you can say, oh, life is just exciting, isn't it? What else can I do? What else can I do? I just love it. All right, so let's have a change in pace. Let's do the speed round. What's your favourite book?
And Joe Vitale's Zero Limits. That was quite life-changing for me.
Yeah.
Very good book.
Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Vishal Lakhani and Mind Valley. He's like an online university, but it's a spiritual university, and he's had a lot of influence on me.
What's a daily ritual that works best for you?
15 minutes meditation every morning. Makes a huge difference to how my day goes.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about a favorite food?
Chocolate. Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's hard to get past that old chocolate, isn't it?
And salmon's the other one. Fresh salmon is lovely too.
Oh yeah, that is nice. And over there in New Zealand, you get some good stuff. What about the country or the city?
Tauranga, where I live in New Zealand. Yeah, wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I love it.
So Tauranga, that's near Mount Maunganui, is that right?
Yes.
Whoa, I'll climb Mount Maunganui.
That's right. The house we've built has got a beautiful view of Mount Maunganui, so I can wake up in the morning and watch the sunrise over the mount. It's lovely.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, it's a lovely place in the world in summertime. I've only been there in summer. Probably gets very cold in winter, but it's beautiful in summer. What's your biggest piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
Go for it. Stop worrying about it and just go for it. You know, you need to, don't overanalyze it. Just put systems in place and just go for it. And don't let other people talk you out of it. I think that's the biggest thing, is people around you try and talk you out of it and tell you it doesn't work. And those are the ones you don't need to listen to. Just listen to the ones that are going to support you and help you go for it.
Yeah. It's a big one, isn't it, to stop listening to everyone else, just to listen to your own intuition, what's right for you.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I'd tell my former self not to worry about what other people say, just to be happy to be me, and that other people's opinions are just opinions. And that's the only thing I'd change, because everything I've been through in my life, I've learned from and I've grown from. And so there's nothing that I would say I didn't wish I'd been through, but I do wish I had learned much earlier to just not take people's judgments on board. Because now I can just let them go and say that's just their opinion. So again, if anything I was to say to any younger person growing up, it's just an opinion, just like somebody has a belief in a religion, they have a belief of an opinion, doesn't make it true.
That's probably the one thing that I would think for myself as well, is just, you know, not beating up on yourself as much, because your self-talk and how you treat yourself, and then, you know, believing it, what everyone else says, yeah, not the right thing, is it? Like, you don't have the best life, and you sort of stop yourself from doing so much just by believing all those things. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love what you've done, and thank you for sharing your story. I've really enjoyed, you know, listening to how you like adventure and excitement, because I mean, I'm very much into that myself. So it was wonderful to listen to. So Kimberly, thank you so much for your valuable time. And would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yep, you can contact me on my website, which is www.kimberlycarterpage.com, and it's K-Y for yogurt, M-B-E-R-L-E-Y, Carter, C-E-R-T-E-R, P-A-I-G-E.com, or it's kimberlycarterpage@gmail.com if you want to email me.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Lovely to speak to you, Leanne.
Igniters, Kimberly believes to have faith in the universe and jump out of your comfort zone. What have you got to lose? Her advice to go for it and stop worrying about it and overanalyzing it is inspirational. You can contact Kimberly on her website, www.kimberlycarterpage.com. That's K-Y-M-B-E-R-L-E-Y-C-A-R-T-E-R-P-A-I-G-E. For creating a life of balance so you can handle whatever is thrown at you, whether personally or in business, go to my website, LeanneBlaney.com.